Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by Promo, DJ.com, Mix-Sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services, NYC.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Yo, what about there, boys and girls, ladies and gents, Cult of Dad fam? It's your boy Zay, representing that culture of dad. Back again with a new Cult of Dad podcast, a place where we discuss all things dad, which is really just all things. I gotta apologize to you all first and foremost because I wanna acknowledge the simple fact that I haven't been around the past couple of weeks. Unfortunately, I've been caught up with wrapping up things with school and also just tidying up some loose ends on the Cult of Dad side. Just FYI, just so you know, we've got a short documentary that's going to be released soon on the site and on the new impending YouTube channel. So stay tuned for that. Be sure to visit the site, Culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, of O-F, dad.com. It's real simple. Just check out the site. You can keep up to date on what's happening, the latest in the dad community, as well as everything else that we've got going on as far as new content, new media, new engagement, just new interesting things to keep you all interested. So I'm back in this week with some new topics that I want to discuss. I haven't been around in a couple of weeks, but that does not mean I have not been curating content and coming up with things to talk about with all of you out there. I'd really love to get some of your perspectives on. So if you're listening to this, definitely feel free to call in with any thoughts you may have or drop some comments, and I will be sure to respond. So for today's episode, I definitely want to discuss a topic that I think everybody out there has had to deal with at one point or another, and that's dealing with crabs in the barrel. Now, for those of you who never heard of that story, crabs in the barrel. Crabs in the barrel are basically, it's a metaphor for people, basically. The idea of people, fishermen who go crabbing and, you know, you catch the crabs, they throw them in a bucket. And it's really a pretty simple solution. Most crabs have the capability to climb right out of that bucket right into freedom. Unfortunately, the issue with crabs in the barrel is that as one tries to escape free, the other crabs tend to grab onto that crab and pull them down. Now, when you look at the psychology of things, it's not always necessarily out of hate, like, oh, if I'm not free, no one else can be free. Oftentimes, they're just grasping at whatever they can reach, whatever they can grab to pull themselves up. And although they are maybe trying to escape that barrel, escape that cage, escape that prison, they're pulling down the other crabs just like them who are in the same situation. Because they don't know what they're grabbing. They're just grabbing whatever they can. They grab another crab who's maybe a little further on and coming and finding freedom. And they pull them right back into the back. That imagery is the baseline for the metaphor crabs in the barrel. And people who are often considered to be crabs in the barrel are those who are confined in a certain mindset, in a certain state of being, who have not been able to uplift themselves. Oftentimes pointing to others, often seeing the situation around them as always pulling them back in. The metaphor arose from that imagery. So the idea is that, you know, these other people, these are the crabs in the barrel. They're always pulling me back in. They're always pulling me back towards that negativity. You might have heard Michael Corleone say in The Godfather Part 3, the famous quote, "Every time I think I'm out, they pull me right back in." Yeah, well, so that's the kind of ideology, or rather should I say, that's the kind of mentality that we have to deal with in this world sometimes. A lot of people in the hood tend to go through that. A lot of that sentiment floats around in the hood or pertaining to people of colors where, you know, the thought is that nobody can really uplift themselves because everybody around them is always pulling them back, either out of resentment or hate or jealousy or envy or whatever the case may be. But the impact is still the same. As one is trying to up level and set themselves free, another one is pulling you down and trying to bring you back into the hood, or bring you back to that negative place, that negative mindset. Although that's not necessarily the reality of the situation, this is the concept behind the metaphor, crabs in the barrel. Unfortunately, this issue goes much deeper than just the cultural you can find Crabs in the Barrel anywhere you go, all the way to your direct family. Yep, so like I was saying, you can find Crabs in the Barrel anywhere you can go, at all levels of society, all the way to your direct and immediate family. Which is really unfortunate, because chances are, if it's your family, they either don't know what they're doing, and that they're doing crab-like behavior, or perhaps you might have some siblings or some people who are just hating on you and just trying to shit on you, your dreams, or whatever the case may be. But they too can be acting like crabs in a barrel as you're trying to up level, as you're trying to get out. They're just busy shitting on you, pulling you right back in, somehow damaging or sabotaging your goals, your dreams, your ambitions, whatever the case may be. So it's unfortunate, but we can come across these situations in everyday life at all levels regarding you or somebody wanting to uplift themselves out of a particular situation, down to the people around them or the culture or society that is just trying to pull them back into that place that they've been in life, that particular scenario they've been in, without allowing them to grow, to change, to break through, and create something new. So that's the basic concept of crabs in the barrel, just for all of y'all who've never heard of the statement before. Now, full disclosure, this podcast is inspired by some personal issues within my own family, which had me thinking about the concept. Because as much as I love my family, and don't get it twisted, I do, I love them with all my heart, unfortunately, sometimes they can function as crabs in a barrel, where somebody might be trying to do good, might be trying to put out some positivity, and the others might want to just shit on it, make fun of it, and make that person the outcast. And, you know, it's a shame, because that crab-like behavior prevents people from growing, from changing, and from allowing others to be around that and to be uplifted with them. Instead of everybody being uplifted together, everybody's being pulled back into the barrel. So, just like most people out here, I come from a pretty dysfunctional family. Basically, in our culture and society these days, all families are dysfunctional. So let's not cast any judgments. But I'm just saying, me personally, I know I come from a pretty dysfunctional family. Everybody in my family would acknowledge that we are pretty dysfunctional, although we have a good ass time in our dysfunction and it's all love. But it's definitely something that we have to deal with. I personally had a very harsh and kind of torrid upbringing. I can tell you the typical comment, oh, ghetto life, hood story, whatever you want to hear. Oh yeah, I grew up in the hood. Oh, I dealt with this, I dealt with that, whatever the case may be. We all have our things. That is besides the point. Unfortunately, that hood shit includes individual traumas that people in my family may have had, just the non-stop family issues and drama that always arises, as we all have to deal with whenever we're dealing with our family. Unfortunately, we don't get to choose them, we only have to love them, and that's what it basically is. Now, I'm not going into details about my personal issues or my personal or collective issues with my family, because I feel like that's something private. I don't want to be disclosing other people's businesses out there. And as far as my own personal issues, I work very hard to overcome them. And so things in my past that don't really define me, but I do find strength in the fact that I've overcome whatever hardships have been thrown at me. And I perceive my past story as a source of strength for me. But suffice it to say, many past issues and many people dealing with past issues have a lot of unresolved feelings, and those unresolved feelings continue to rear their ugly heads in the present. It's something that many people have to deal with, and that tends to trickle out and lash out to others nearby, and oftentimes those others nearby are our family. It's not uncommon from what many of you experience in this day and age, as we all come from this type of dysfunctional past background. So I'm sure this is all sentiments that we all relate. But just so you know, there's no judgments here at the Cult of Dad. This is a place of understanding where we can discuss and feel free to express ourselves. So just putting that out there, if y'all have some input, definitely drop a comment and I will be right back. So anyway, get back into it. Let's just get right to the nitty gritty. So my mom recently started this whole, she tried to start a group chat, family prayer type situation going, because I guess she knows me and my siblings, we're not big. We're all on our own different spiritual journeys and spiritual paths. My younger siblings are really not even thinking about anything kind of spiritual, divine, or God, or religion, none of that stuff. None of us are really religious. But my mom, now that she's getting up there, she's kind of on her kick, so she wanted to try to enroll us into, you know, getting back on the spiritual side with her, or the religious side with her, and trying to do prayer group chat. Go figure, these parents these days, right? Anyway, so she's been sending out these weekly group messages and trying to encourage us kids to kind of participate and join in and offer up prayers, you know, once a week or some nonsense. Well, I won't say some nonsense, but that's just kind of where a lot of the reception was amongst us, the kids, right? So that being said, you know, sometimes some of us will chime in and we'll send out a nice loving message or whatever the case may be. And then so recently, my younger brother sent out a message, just, you know, saying, you know, I want to show love to you all and acknowledge you all, blah blah blah. I got love for all of y'all, whatever the case may be. And somehow that loving message that he sent out devolved into this all-out war between my younger sisters about just really sad, disgusting nonsense. Now, I don't want to get into all the, obviously I'm not going to get into all the details of what was said. A lot of personal things were thrown at each other. For whatever reason, there's a huge amount of animosity, especially between the girls in my family, as opposed to like me and my younger brother. We tend to try to steer clear of their nonsense. But like I have three younger sisters all the way, you know, from almost, I guess, 30 to like 15. Like, we range the gamut. And so, I have three younger sisters, and the girls are always fighting to no end. It makes no sense to me how it gets so bad. Like, even my young brother might get in a fight with one of my sisters here and there because they're so close in age. And so, they run in the same social circle. So, when one does something that, you know, looks bad on the other, they might get in some fight, which something like that is normal. But more times than not, it's usually love between the two. Or they just, like, are grown enough to know, yo, we're just gonna, like, I'm not messing with this person right now, and they stay clear of each other. But my younger siblings, I mean, they like go for the throat. Like, you would think these are enemies in the street, the way they act with each other. And not just the youngest, like even some of my older sisters, like the girls, for whatever particular reason, just go at each other. Now, keep in mind, this conversation is about crabs in the barrel. This is not me saying girls or women are crabs in the barrel. I'm just expressing that in this particular conversation, just so you have a little bit of backstory. My younger siblings, like my sisters, they tend to get into it like strangers, fighting, cursing, I mean, doing all sorts of disgusting things with each other, as far as just throwing people's deep, dark issues at them. And it's really, really stomach turning, you know? So when it all went down, I couldn't figure out what was going on, why they were going at each other. Like, how does a text, a group message about, you know, showing love to everybody turn into, you know, all of this disgusting, filthy slurs and derogatory terms and personal attacks on each other? Act so harsh towards each other as though they're not family, as though they didn't come up through a lot of the same hardships. Although we all have our different perspectives, I still have a hard time coming to terms with how people in such close proximity coming up through the same situation can and do often go through such animosity towards each other. If you got thoughts on that, definitely feel free, please drop me a comment, because I am looking for some perspective on that. Hit me up, let me know. Anyway, not to dwell on the aspects of this fight that went down with my family, as this podcast is not necessarily about that in particular, but the whole issue got me thinking about just crabs in the barrel. Because as I started to dwell on why the hell is my family acting like this, Why? How could somebody sending a message of showing love turn into all of these hateful comments? And like, when I say hateful, I mean just like dripping in acid and venom, like trying to rip somebody's heart out with words. Mind you, these are people who grew up in the hood. Everybody's very defensive and protective of each other. Like, if anybody was to attack anybody else from the family from outside, like another member, if somebody from outside was to attack any member of my family, any of the girls, they would all be lined up to, you know, jump this person or whatever they had to do, like a real familial unit. But then on the inside of that, when it looks so beautiful from the outside, he has a family that, you know, they'll fight together, they'll have each other back, they'll protect each other on the outside. But then when you come to the inside, like, everybody's attacking each other and really trying to tear each other apart in a lot of ways. It's really, in a lot of ways, it's sickening. It's horrendous to see. It's really heartbreaking at the end of the day, because these are people you love. And especially me personally, on my whole self-development kick, spiritual path, just trying to build, just starting my own family with my own son. You know, I'm not trying to be around that bullshit anymore. You know, I'm trying to up level. I'm trying to get away from it. But then it's hard to pull myself out of a lot of those hood mentalities and those negative thought sets and that type of attitude and behavior when those closest to me, in the sense of people I grew up with, or, you know, siblings, you know, people who look up to me, who I'm still trying to guide, even though I might not be living there anymore. These are people that are really close to me. When they're acting out like this, it's very hard to kind of be trying to get away from it. Then at the same time, there's no way you can get away from it, right? Like, I'm trying to up level and I'm trying to bring them all with me and help everybody else around me to be their best selves, to up level with me. And unfortunately, you know, a lot of people are not on those same paths. A lot of people are not sharing these same insights. And when you offer the jewels, they're not necessarily receptive. And I can't force that on anybody. But it just reminds me of crabs in the barrels. Like, as I try to grow, as I try to get out, oftentimes it's always those closest to you that end up being the ones functioning as your crabs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember I tried to go vegetarian a couple times in my life just for health reasons. I got sickle cell, eating a lot of, you know, different types of food. Red meat tends to, like, wear and tear my body, makes the digestive slow. I usually feel like crap afterwards. So there was a couple times where I really explored and flirted with trying to be healthier, trying to be more positive, give up red meat or go full vegetarian. Oftentimes it was my own parents or, you know, the elders who were like, you know, that type of stuff wasn't going over big in black culture like 10, 20 years ago. Now it's trendy. Now it's cool. Like, oh, you're vegetarian, you're healthy, you're zen. Back in those days, people were like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? You ain't eating meat? What's wrong with you? You need to eat some meat. You know, you need to put on some weight. You need to do this. I'm trying to lose weight. Nah, you're too skinny. Like, all that stuff, although, you know, it may not necessarily even come from a negative place, it's still functioning. It's still crab-like behavior, because they're trying to pull you back down to where they're at, to the position that they're in, to that perspective that they have, which may be on a lesser level. Who knows? But they're just not accepting of your particular growth and development. They're not open to or welcoming of that. Even now, I deal with a lot of pushback from a lot of the things that I'm experiencing and what I'm doing with my life and where I'm going. And it's like, I know you love me. I know these things come from a positive place. These things may come from your own fear. You have fear about all of this. You gotta be practical. You gotta be realistic. But unfortunately, your fears are not mine. And to project those onto me, all you're doing is fucking up my flow. You know, you're fucking up my high. So, with all of that said, it just got me wondering a little bit about the idea of the fact that crabs in a barrel can be found right here at home in your own family. This is weird, because now I'm in a place where I'm establishing my own family. I'm a father and I have my own space and settings, and it's something that I definitely am very conscious and very mindful to be aware of, not to cultivate that culture of crabs in my household. You know, again, trying to up level, because it's commonplace to find these situations in the hood. It's commonplace to find these situations in poor or rural areas. It's commonplace to find these situations in dysfunctional families. And that is exactly what Culture of Dad is about. It's about breaking that cycle. It's about breaking all of those typical standard stereotypes, those stigmas that plague us, and up-level up out of that. You know, we're trying to up-level up out of this crab in the barrel mentality. And so the fact that I can, through that situation I went through, I can see it at home. It is, makes perfect sense how that proliferates out into society. Because what happens at home, then that is what is happening in our neighborhoods. That is what's happening in our cities. That is what's happening in our society. That's what's happening in the overall culture, where it's just a culture of, instead of collaborativeness and working together, we breed a culture of competition and crab in the barrel mindset of, you trying to get up, you trying to get over, nah, not without me, or not before me. So I gotta pull you down, or I gotta pull you down, or I'm trying to do for me and fuck everyone else, instead of everybody being like, yo, if we work together, we can get up out this barrel fucking easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's a first person connecting down to the last person and we each pulling each other up, whether we all kind of create the network that completely outgrows the barrel so that we have to grow up out the motherfucker. Like, however you want to do it, the mentality starts at home and grows into the overall society that we live in. And it's just a shame to see how I can see it at home. I've always seen it outside, and recognizing this is the battle. This is the fight. This is what we're dealing with. It may not always be seen as something as basic and simple as crab in a barrel mentality, but at the end of the day, that's kind of what it boils down to. That competitive nature, that scarcity mindset where there's not enough for everybody, where I gotta do for me and fuck everybody else, and I gotta push others down to rise up. Like, it's the same thing. Whether or not you're believing you have to push others down so that you can rise up, whether you have to pull people down to prevent them from rising up, to prevent them from leaving you because misery loves company, whatever kind of idiom or whatever kind of metaphors that you can relate, it all boils down to the same shit, you know? And that's kind of that fear-based mindset. It's really sad and it's hurtful to see that running through my own personal family. It's hurtful to see that running through my culture, whether running through society, the cities that I live in, the people I know, the people I love. Like, it's really sad to see that mindset that's limiting people from achieving their greatest good, you know, from being their best, highest selves. And so, as a father, it's something I have to think about, because I'm trying to break that cycle. I want to do different by my son, by my seeds. I want my child to learn better, you know what I'm saying? And so it's something that I constantly have to keep in mind and evaluate what I'm doing that may be adding to that mindset, or that may be helping to detract from that mindset. Because obviously my main goal is to detract from it, to get away from it. But when it's all around you, how does one do that? So I'm learning from me, and again, this is just my take on it, my two cents based on where I resonate at these days. Whether those crabs are nearby, within my own home, within my own family, within my own neighborhood, throughout the rest of the world, for me, I have to do right by myself and actually do what I can to build myself up first and foremost. Because there's no way I can uplift others when I'm at the same level or lower, being pulled back down, pulled back into that barrel, you know. It's a lot easier for me to grow, to up-level and to grow out of this barrel and be able to dump the motherfucker over and let all the crabs out so that motherfuckers can outgrow that crab mind state, see the world outside that barrel, but I can't do that from within. Now, I know I'm talking in all sorts of mixed metaphors, and it may not necessarily be making sense, but ultimately what I'm saying is the bottom line, we got to do right by ourselves. We start within. We start from doing right by us, being our highest selves, our best versions, allowing our light to shine regardless of whatever hate, whatever negativity, whatever crabs in your personal barrel there are. Do right by you Let that filter out to those nearby, and slowly that'll filter out to the rest of the world. At least that's my mindset, and so that's my goal, that's my mission, that's my aim, that is the purpose of Culture of Dad, which is why we are here having these conversations. So if this is something you can relate to, if you can understand where I'm coming from, if you have some thoughts or some experiences where you're recognizing these crab motherfuckers in the barrel all around you, definitely feel free to chime in, call in. I will post your call up the next episode or segment, however these things work. I'm still figuring out the whole podcast industry, all the lingual and the linguistics, but definitely feel free to call in, drop a comment, leave a comment, send some feedback. Hit up the cultureofdad.com website, check out some of the writings. Check out some of the posts there. Definitely leave your insight. Shoot me a message. I would love to know what y'all think on these issues. And hopefully we can figure out how to best build up the community together. Anyway, it's your boy Zay. I'm signing out. I wanted to show some love. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Peace and blessings. One love.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.